radio.co.uk.
So here we are again. It's Monday. It's Monday afternoon. You're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk. And it's a little bit like it's 6 o'clock at night out there with the clouds, unfortunately. But hey, we're all snug in the studio with our super, super, super guest, Martin. Hello, Martin Fever.
Hello, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And of course, I have my lovely sidekick, my supporter, my co-presenter.
Don't like that pause.
My, what else can I call her? I have to think of some lovely names.
Move on.
But is this the gorgeous Jan
friend?
Mulligan?
Good afternoon, everybody.
Yay. And of course, it's me, Angela Bryer Stevenson. And we have some exciting little things for you this afternoon. Martin has got a little exercise for us to do. So we're going to be getting some pen and paper. So if you need to dash and get some pen or find it deep within your piles of magazines or crossword puzzles, then we'll give you some time. So don't panic. We've got some music. It's a very apt music and some exciting news about some music we're going to play a bit later, which Jan will tell you all. And this morning, some of you may have seen, we were tweeting, myself and Jan, we tweeted out because we were at the new venue at Brockdale Farm Cafe, the Courtyard Cafe.
It is the Courtyard
Faversham.
Cafe, yeah.
And we were at the Faversham Tweet-Up. Those of you that have not been to a tweet-up yet, you must come. KentBusinessTweetUp.co.uk. You'll find all the information on there because there's Whitstable, there's Canterbury, there's Tunbridge Wells, there's Maidstone, and of course there's Faversham.
And the best bit, they're all free.
They are. No sign-up, no membership forms, no money passing hands unless you want to buy coffee and chocolate and cake and all these other delights that Brockdale Farm Cafe had. So the Courtyard Cafe, marvellous venue. Thank you very much for that. And the marvellous Hilda Marie organised us to be at that venue. And they were just so helpful. They couldn't do enough for us.
Emma and Kay.
Emma and Kay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you both.
And we encouraged them, didn't we, to get onto Twitter.
We did.
Hilda Marie is going to look after them and get them onto Twitter so that we can then incorporate them in our tweet-ups and tell the world about this marvellous, really hidden cafe.
It's a little secret, isn't it?
Yeah. We found it now, so it's going to be out there in the world. So we're going to talk about all sorts of things being enrolled with confidence and our body and our mind, because Martin Fever, your business name is the Mind and Body Connection.
That's right. Well, thank you.
Or the Mind Body Connection.
Well, yeah, it just arose many years ago. But first of all, let me thank you, ladies, for inviting me along today.
Welcome.
It's wonderful. And I've had a great talk with you, Angela, before the show.
Yes.
And my goodness, we're going to get through a lot today, aren't we?
I know. And we've only got 55 minutes left.
All right.
No stress. All calm. And breathe.
Well, the Mind Body Connection is really because my background was very much in the physical side of life. I was a PE teacher. I travelled around the world quite a bit. And by the time I was 35, I had a lot of things going for me. But I actually found I wasn't very happy. And it started a journey, if you like, exploring the other aspect, which was the mind. And looking at how, if you like, that impacts on the body and vice versa. And I've done loads of reading and had lots of great courses I've been on over the years, and lots of very inspirational people I've managed to hear and listen to and read about. And as a result of that, I realised that the connection between the mind and body is a two-way connection.
Indeed,
people
it is.
People often think it's a one-way street, if you like, and they tend to forget that, you know, if you look after the body, there's a huge impact on the mind as well. And vice versa. So that's really the thing that got me going. And I'd always been very active as well as an individual. And I knew that that helped me, for example, relieve stress or those times when we struggle in life. It was a way of getting through. And then I came across a great bit of research about antidepressants. And the fact that before the 1970s, when they really became readily available, physical activity was actually used a great deal in mental health and well-being. And
which is what we're trying to encourage.
Exactly. And it was fantastic. And from that point, I've just always worked with this belief that you don't need to approach a problem with one particular viewpoint.
No.
You can look at it, for example, if somebody is suffering from depression, then gentle exercise will help them. If you're then also, if you like, struggling because you're physically incapable of, maybe because you've broken a leg or you're bound for a little while with an illness, then actually stimulating the mind can have a powerful effect on the body. And you know, I'm sure all three of us have heard those great stories of almost miraculous recoveries.
Absolutely.
Where people have actually used use the mind. And I think it was Joseph Heller, you know, who wrote Catch 22.
Yes.
He was actually bedbound, I think, for some like 3 years. And it was his ability to use his mind that got him through it.
Yeah. So well, you remind me, because there's also the Shawshank Redemption, the film.
Yes,
Shawshank
yes.
Redemption. And that's often quoted, because if you watch that film with a different hat on, actually that's kept them going in prison. Was this whole idea of this, the guy, you know, there's the, when I get out, the treasure under the tree is going to be
exactly,
mine and I can go
exactly.
to get it. I won't tell you the whole story because that'll give it away. But yeah, go and watch the Shawshank Redemption, and any plugs, then any royalties, then please send the money my way. But it is so true. Another guy that I'm reading around is Dr. Joseph, forgotten his name, Vitali, and he's talking about the mind-body connection, because he himself had a road accident, broke his back, was in hospital, was going to have all these various operations on his spine, and he said, no, I'm not going to have that, as he knew the risks. He was a chiropractor as well. And he, again, with his mind, as well as some other sort of exercises in the swimming pool and things like that, and how he's, you know, now walking and talking and sharing his story for others to empower them. So yeah. It's very true, this, you know, the two are. That's why your head's on top of your spine. You know, there's a clue there.
I think it's important as well that people appreciate they don't have to have been through a major trauma, though. You know, sometimes when I listen to speakers and they do give me those sort of examples of, you know, I was severely injured and I never thought I'd walk again. And, you know, most of us going around in our everyday lives don't have that experience.
And I hope you never had that.
No, yeah. Exactly. And I always felt as a confidence coach that somehow I didn't have a story because those traumas, if you like, hadn't happened to me. Mm. And yet when I looked at my own life, I could see times when I'd struggled and when, you know, I was facing, for example, a crisis in confidence over a career choice. Maybe it was something as simple as moving to another area,
yeah.
Worrying about money. There's all of those things as well.
Yeah.
And it's about keeping things, I think, on that level of introduction, if you like, for most people, that they don't actually have to have been in that position to know that they can change their lives quite dramatically.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that, you know, as we say, the tiny steps, it can be the tiniest things.
Yes.
That in my life, that tiny thing is a huge obstacle. It's a huge barrier. And yet, I can use the same concepts, but
yes.
Actually, you know, you're creating that link, aren't you, to actually you can make the same transition that huge inspirational speaker's done, just with your decision on which way do I go with my career.
Yes, and I think the book that really, really did change my life was Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Oh, yes.
And
that's a very small book, listeners, if you want to go and read it. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Susan Jeffers,
yeah.
Gold star, look at that. So you're impressed like a jam. Yeah.
And one of the things there that I think was very important for me as an individual was the fact that you can't make a mistake. And I think once you realise that you can't make a mistake, then you can make decisions much more easily and much more confidently.
Mm.
And I think one of the areas that I work in a lot with people is actually getting them to look at their lives. Well, not getting them, that's not fair. It's actually to show perhaps there's a different way of looking at your life.
Yeah.
So that you see what you perceive as a mistake as actually part of a great process. I mean, let's use an example of today. If I had have
yes.
turned left instead of right, at one point in my life, maybe 20 years ago, I would probably not be in this studio today because that's the series that gets us to where we are. And I think it's great if the listeners appreciate that they're here today because of every choice and every decision they've made.
Absolutely.
And they may not be as happy as they'd like to be, but their decisions have got them to today. And that to me is something to be applauded straight away.
Yeah, celebrate it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly that.
We can have a party.
Yeah. Not here, though.
Not now.
Not now. Not the moment.
So hang on. I think my producer might just be out the side of the door going, Angela, I need to have a word with you. Because I'm not sure if we could have fireworks in-house. But anyway, I digress. Mm. But it is very important that people realise that it's that where I've come from. One of the things I use with people is to remember, I have a picture in my office of me as a baby. And it was taken, I was plonked on a table. Don't ask me why, Jan, but I was plonked on a table and there was a photograph taken, used in a newspaper. See, I was famous as soon as I came out the womb. And I think there was money involved there somewhere. Yeah. But it was about looking at that photograph and thinking, goodness, when I was that age, so many weeks or months old, and I couldn't do anything for myself, and I was being looked after and fed and watered and changed, absolutely everything. And so even just those tiny little things to appreciate that I've learnt to walk, I've learnt to talk. I've been given some feedback that I'm obviously doing it fairly well. I know that I'm still work in progress, Jan. And it's about appreciating those, where you've come from, what you've achieved so far. It may not be that I've made it, I feel that I'm a true success now today, but I have at least moved from all of those things that I couldn't do and moved on. And then actually, yes, I've had that job and I've done this and I've had a go at that. And okay, it might not be a fantastic thing, but I've actually achieved along the way. And this is what's made Angela this mad crazy woman that talks about Land Rovers all the time.
You've summed it up there. I think it's very important to applaud ourselves. I think, you know, the brickbats we give ourselves, there's that lovely expression, we would not allow others to talk to us the way we talk to ourselves.
Oh yes.
And that to me sums it up big time. And I think the mind body connection is very much related, if you like, about moving forwards as well. Yeah. So applauding where you are now and actually seeing a pathway forwards that you want to take yourself. And I mean, I work with men, not just men, I work with some women as well, but mainly men who need a helping hand at some point in their lives. And I often say that, you know, this is the moment maybe you need that helping hand. You won't need it all the time, but this is a time when you need to make a decision about something.
Yes.
It could be about your career, it could be about money, it could be about relationships, moving overseas, it could be anything.
Absolutely
like that.
Anything.
And it's about moving to where you want to be and being authentic in that. I think sometimes we follow goals that actually aren't really goals for us. They may be goals for mum and dad. They may be goals that someone has actually said, well, that sounds like a good idea. It may be what I call a condition goal. You know, if you actually are going off to university and you're going, well, do I really want to go to university?
Yeah,
and I think the problem with goals like that is that when we actually reach them, they're vacuous. They have no fulfillment for us because they weren't authentic in the first place.
Which also has that difficulty in sticking to it.
That's exactly
that sort of maintaining that enthusiasm, because really deep in my heart it wasn't my idea.
Yeah, and when you encounter that first obstacle, you're going to give up. And I think one of the first ways that I work with people, and we look at all aspects of a person's life, their nutrition, their physical activity, their mindset, all of those things. One of the first things that needs to be appreciated by anybody is, what is it you want? What is it you actually want for you as a person?
Yeah.
And from that point of view, everything flows forwards.
Yeah.
It's when we're struggling with being authentic in our goal that we really do struggle then when those obstacles come up. We go, oh, well, it's not that important. And 5 years down the line, you've still got some inkling that things aren't right. But you really don't know how to change it.
And just on that note, you said about the whole, we look at the whole person, the nutrition and the activity, etc. Because your little background involved, you're a triathlete, is that right?
Well, I started this year actually with sprint triathlons. My background is very much in athletics,
right,
and basketball and gymnastics. They're the areas that I came
through. Do a backflip on the way out, can we?
Well, yeah. If only. If we had a video camera, I would have done it.
Hang on a minute. It can be arranged.
I think one of the aspects there is I've been a very physical guy all my life in terms of I've loved running. That was my main passion for many years.
We have some stories. We'll be able
did
to
you
share.
Compete?
Did
I competed, and I actually went over to the States many years ago in my dim and distant past and did some competing out there. I would never say I was going for world glory, put it that way.
Well, hey, you're on Who Cares Wins. What more do you want?
Exactly.
World domination.
Yes.
One of the aspects I've discovered is incredibly important is the actual physicality of a person, and also, and by that I mean, do they move, basically?
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
We're not looking at necessarily going for triathlons. We're not looking at necessarily running for buses. It's actually, do you climb the stairs even?
Yes.
You know, if you live in a bungalow, stairs can suddenly become quite tough. And for my sins with work in that area, I was a cardiac rehab specialist for many years. I set up the rehab services for the community in Maidstone and in Medway. It's going back about, I suppose, 20 years now.
Oh, you don't look old enough, Martian.
I know. Trigger the light. and I realised then that the physical aspect of life is incredibly important to our overall sense of well-being.
It is, yeah.
And then I realised there's a huge amount of discussion these days about fats and et cetera, and nutrition. To me, the biggest obstacle in life these days for most people is sugar. And the impact of sugar on the mental state of most people is incredible. It's depressing. You know, people always say to me, "Oh, I'm going to have a chocolate bar as a treat," and I always think to myself, "Actually, that's almost a form of abuse." But you can't see it.
Yeah.
And it's not being holier than thou. I like my old box of Maltesers, and good. I like those sorts of things as well.
I'm just hiding my chocolate bars. I'm just rustling it in my bag.
Yeah, it's actually very much about keeping things real and if you like, in perspective as
of
well.
Of course.
But one of the things I will bang on, ladies, I'm sorry about this, till the cows come home, is breakfast. I am fed up with people that have cereals for breakfast. Mm. I really am. Cereals on the whole are high in sugar.
Exactly.
And they do nothing to actually give you energy for the day, and actually they deplete it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got to be
with you, Martin.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. I can
start a revelation.
The placards, let's write the placards now.
Yeah.
And one of the aspects there that was talking about is get some protein in at breakfast. Mm. You know, because I'm going to ask someone, if they were to get up in the morning and not eat again until midnight, so if they got up at 8, didn't eat till midnight, that's what some people do when they skip breakfast. Mm. And they wonder why they're tired. And then they go and have something sugary at lunchtime, and they find their energy levels have dropped into their boots.
Mm.
And what I would look at there is not just the mental stress, but the physical stress on the body.
Yeah.
That body is still moving. It's still making progress. It's still running for the bus. It's still sitting at the desk by a computer. It's maybe serving meals in a kid's canteen. It's doing all those sorts of things.
Mm, absolutely.
And it's stressed.
Mm.
And that's the areas that I look at. So when you talk about everything, it really is everything.
Yeah.
And there's one other thing I'll quickly say, which is what I call nourishing activities. And I talk about this a lot, which is the nourishing activities that we do simply for ourselves. Not for if you're a mum, it's not for your children. If you're a husband, it's not for your wife. If you're a son, it's not
husband,
for your mum.
Husband, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him at all.
It's actually those things that give us, if you like, nurture, nourish the soul.
Yeah.
The thing, the walk in the park, the listening to your favourite album, the reading of the book, the visiting of the art gallery, any of those things. And I think we really don't spend enough time focusing on ourselves.
Indeed.
To feed that part of us. And when we do, we can put up with an awful lot more in our lives.
We can be very resilient.
Exactly.
And that's, talking about albums, I'm interrupting you there now.
That's
because
fabulous.
We asked our little listener, we asked Martin, because he listens in, you see, and now we've got him on the show, there's a particular track that you chose.
Yes, and I apologise to my friends if they decide to listen to it, because it's a song I sing actually all the time.
I can imagine.
And it just doesn't
go away. Just
turn
that microphone down and just listen to Martin sing.
No. it simply sums up that every day is a happy day.
Brilliant. Let's have a little listen. You can sing if you want, Martin. I'll let you.
This current administration has been beset by many problems, but it's had many accomplishments, a fact that sometimes seems to get overlooked nowadays, you know? I guess it's easier to criticize than to praise. So I'd like to sing this song tonight in celebration of everything that's positive and possible in this great country of ours and around the world.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Shout it now, there's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on.
Radio. So, welcome back to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk on a Monday afternoon. All snug as a bug in a rug, you probably are. Tuned well, in, I hope.
I want to have a happy day. You want like to have Barbara's a happy day. Telling us to have.
Well, Barbara was telling us to have.
But my breakfast tomorrow is now at jeopardy.
Yes, you Ooh. Are. You're in panic mode
I'm
now.
In panic mode.
So, come on.
I have
come
cereal.
On, let's ask Martin.
And then I have stewed or baked apple with that.
So, Martin That's Fever fruit. From the Mind Body Connection. Over to you.
I feel the spotlight. I feel the spotlight, ladies. I really dun, do. Dun, okay. Dun. Okay, Jen. One of the things that I'm very, as we were talking about before, the tune there is about breakfast. And it's when we wake up in the mornings, we have a natural alarm clock. And to shut that alarm clock off, we need to actually have some protein. So your breakfast is actually very good because you're having a cereal. You've told me that it's gluten-free. You've mm-hmm. told me there's no added sugar.
Yeah.
However, you're adding fruit to it, and that fruit is actually fruit sugar, and sugar is sugar, really, by any shape or form. I'm afraid that's one of the things about it. So one of the things to do here is to actually go, okay, how can I actually get some protein into that breakfast? And the simple solution is add some nuts. So if you added nuts...
Nuts, the whole thing is nuts.
Sorry. Dear.
It has to be
done. She's off again.
the actual... So if you added nuts to your breakfast tomorrow, that will actually do exactly what I was talking about. So it will shut off your alarm system so it just goes, okay. And the great thing about this is the breakfast you have each morning impacts on the way you sleep that night. So if you have a breakfast that is actually high in protein... a great breakfast, for example, would be two poached eggs on one slice of wholemeal toast. That would be fantastic. It's high in protein. You could actually have a bacon sandwich with cutting off the fat mm-hmm. and actually have three rashers of bacon and just one slice of toast, if you like, if you toast your sandwich. You could go for something like porridge with nuts in it, almonds, those sorts of things. Yep. It's adding the sugar that you don't really need in the first place, but actually shutting off, as we say, the cortisol reflex, the actual thing that gets you up in the mornings.
All right.
And it's that simple. And then as your day goes on, your energy levels are more balanced. So they're as harmonious as us three this afternoon.
Look at Jan's face, Martin.
So I'm thinking what I've got in the house.
What
do
have
I need
you got?
To go shopping? I think I'm sorted.
How are you though with nut almonds? Can you have
not too no, great with nuts, but I'll have to think about that. What's an alternative for nuts?
On your cereal, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
What about poached? Could you have a poached egg?
No, can't have eggs.
Oh, can't no. have to, eggs.
For another show. For another show.
The Jan Mulligan.
It's got me thinking.
Nutrition show. You heard it here on Who Cares When's Ready. Okay. Coming back to Martin, our marvellous guest. Martin, before we have got this lovely little song that I'm going to get Jan to talk about in a moment that we've got live on air. This is a first. You heard it here. Martin, you were talking about the mind-body connection and the physical activity. And one of the actual treatments, if you like, and programs that you have, I noticed, on your website is actually called the Mind-Body Activation.
Yes.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that? That's an actual treatment, isn't it?
Yes, it's an actual treatment. It's a way, actually. I mainly work with men, and being very kind to my own sex, if you like, sometimes men find talking quite a difficult thing to do. Mm. And there's a huge amount of research about youngsters that, you know, unfortunately commit suicide because there's no one to talk to. Because
it's a shame.
Yeah. And so men actually often need different ways, if you like, to approach their own well-being and moving their lives forwards. And I've done a lot of work over the years on the physical well-being of people as well.
Sure.
And a treatment that I offer is the mind-body activation. And the theory and the thinking behind this is actually very grounded. And what it's basically comes about is that in our lives, any experience we have has an impact on our body. So happy experiences, tough experiences, micro traumas, big traumas, all of those types of things have an impact on us. Sometimes those impacts are great and sometimes they're not so great. And I was thinking on the way down here as I was driving to the studio today about using the example of a broken leg. And when someone breaks a leg, they actually start to move in a different way. And as they move in a different way, their body has to compensate. So they develop, if you like, a compensatory pattern of walking.
Right, yes.
Now, the the interesting thing, in 20 weeks of this actually happening, that becomes your normal pattern of walking. Mm. So this is quite difficult for people. But what it means is that you then have to be rehabilitated to walk, if you like, normally. Mm. However, that trauma can still stay with you on other levels. So if you like, it's almost like having a broken leg, but in your mind, if you like, or broken leg with your emotions.
Yeah.
And those are the parts that sometimes get forgotten about, and they also impact on your body. Mm. And so we develop not only compensatory ways of moving, but of thinking and feeling. Mm. And if you've had a love lost, if you like, your first love, if you, all those sorts of things, it can actually impact. Not that many, surely.
Oh, bless him.
if you've had that sort of experience, then it impacts on maybe how you approach your next relationship. Well, it's bound to, let's be honest with it.
Yeah. Or even if you have a next one.
Exactly. Mm. And do you shut yourself away?
Yeah.
And it could be, for example, that you've lost all your money. You've had your house repossessed. All of those
things. Have you been following me,
Martin? all of those things have an impact on us. And they impact on us physically. So for chaps, this works for ladies as well. But for guys, the guys that want to come along, what they do is they discover that these are things we don't need to talk about. It we simply do a very it's quite a demanding treatment, actually. Do a treatment and it releases, if you like, those patterns. So we release the physical patterns, but it actually releases the emotional and the mental patterns as well. So if you like, it's a three-pronged attack, but we only deal with one. So we don't have to sit down and talk about stubbing your knee at four and the impact that's had on your life.
We don't want
to go down those pathways.
And
so what people do is they come along for that, and then they suddenly realize there's one or two areas they want to address, and it opens up so many new approaches and attitudes. Can I give you a quick example, ladies?
There was
a chap came to see me, and he, you know, life was just okay-ish, you know, but he was getting a little bit of hassle at work, and he was, if you like, being a little bit not bullied, that's too strong a word, but didn't feel that he was being heard, should we say.
Yeah.
Had a treatment, and the next day went in and said, we need to sort this out. Now, that wasn't something I could have anticipated happening. Mm. However, something in the treatment enabled him to feel that little bit stronger to move forwards with it.
And want to do something about it.
Now, that's the thing I would say to people. I cannot come on air and say, you will feel this. I know you will feel better. Mm. I know you will have more energy. I can't say that you'll go up to your boss and tell them that, you know, you need a pay rise. I can't do that. But it's a great introduction for people realising that things aren't right and they need to do something about it.
Mm. And you did a lovely exercise with us out in the green room, which we had a bit more space. But you gave the example of this whole arm circle. You get me to do an arm circle.
Yeah.
And again, with my frozen shoulder, it actually worked marvellous. I'm cured.
I'm actually walking on water as we speak.
Well, you take a photo of that. Please,
that flood again.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of water out there, but hey.
Well, the classic here is, one, when young ladies start to develop their bust, what they tend to do is they tend to hide.
I'm still waiting, by the way.
You were in the wrong queue.
I was in the talking too much queue.
Anyway, for example, a lot of young girls will then start to bring their shoulders forwards. And this sort of protection mechanism. And it's like, don't notice me, don't want to be seen, that sort of thing. Mm. And as a result, what happens is they develop a particular posture. And that's fine, you know, life continues. But what it does is it restricts lung capacity, it has an impact on digestion, has an impact on everything, including neck position, headaches. The whole lot can start from such a simple move. Mm. And what I showed you out there was a way of starting to activate the chest so that you actually bring your shoulders back.
Tell the listeners, I'm so excited about it.
Tell them what to do.
What we did,
okay, what we did was, but both are lovely presenters. Actually, I got them to...
Does he think he's going to get some money after this?
I don't know, but he's wrong if he's thinking that.
I'm here under false pretenses. Simply rotate your arm backwards, keep it...
So like in a swimming...
Like a backstroke. Keeping it slightly bent, try not to keep it totally straight. And then
that's the arm, by the way, not the body.
And it's just, all quite gentle, isn't it?
It's very gentle indeed. You do it sitting down if you haven't got a back on the, you know, a large back on the chair, and basically rotate your arm backwards, and then do the other one as well, and just literally rub then with your knuckles very well, quite vigorously, wasn't it? On, if you like, if you imagine you were wearing a vest where that vest line would be.
Oh yes, got my thermals on.
There you go.
Brass strap, and if you rub ladies.
That, yeah, brass. That's a good one. Brass strap. That's a great one. Tell I work with men.
I like vest. I got my vest on.
And just rub that vigorously. So if you take your arm back three times, rub it quite vigorously and take it back again, it will actually release the shoulder and a bit of the chest.
I mean, I felt the difference, especially with my frozen shoulder as opposed to my normal shoulder, much as it can be. And that whole release of being able to, I can go further.
And it's and the release is actually that you feel is actually the muscle being activated, because what an activation does, it makes the muscle longer.
Yes.
If anybody's out there, and I work with men, so this is notorious, they can't stretch the back of the legs, their hamstrings. And
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm really tight from all my athletics background.
Exactly. And one of the things, the reason that the body, you can't stretch it, is your body's protecting itself. That's what enables your body to actually maintain your joint stability. So to try to keep stretching it is absolutely a waste of time, because your body will just go protect. So you stretch it, and next time you go to it, it's the same. What activation does is make the muscles themselves longer, so that, if you like, it releases them and activates them, and it stops the muscular imbalances. So for example, if I when I work with ladies, they suddenly find that their shoulders are sitting back. Men suddenly discover they've got a chest. And this is the bit. This is the bit that I could really, if I could guarantee this.
I'm so glad you're that side.
This is the
watch
bit.
Watch out, Jan.
That I love saying to clients is that their stomachs will get smaller.
Oh, we need that.
I do. I know. I'd have to have a bigger chair soon.
And they're the sort of immediate things that people notice. But it's the other bits, the emotional calmness, the confidence they develop, those types of things.
Absolutely.
As well.
Oh, yeah, because it's opening all that chest.
Exactly.
I'm so conscious of time, Jan, as well, because we could carry on just this line of conversation, Martin, forever. And Jan knows that I would. But one of the key things I wanted to play, we're talking about Christmas after this as well, because one of your activities that we're going to work through is All I Want for Christmas.
Yes.
There's probably a song in there somewhere.
It's your pen and paper bit,
something,
folks.
Something about two front teeth. But if you want to go and get your pen and paper, but I also encourage you to maybe get it quickly, because you need to listen to this song, because Jan, this is hot off the press, isn't
it? Hot off the press, released today.
Yay!
By Mark Nevin of Fairground Attraction fame. The song is called Christmas Cake, and it's very apt. If you listen to the lyrics and then listen to Martin when we come back, it's just a perfect combination.
Here we go.
I want a Christmas like the Christmas in the cake shop window where the reindeer fly and it always snows. I want a Christmas like the Christmas in the cake shop window where the robins sing and the pine trees grow and the children skate on a little mirror lake. I want a Christmas like the Christmas on a Christmas cake. Some people roll their eyes and shudder at the thought. They say it's all commercialized, it's not magic anymore. Well, if that's the way they want it, it's all the same to me. Cause it's not what you look at, it's what you choose to see. And I see a Christmas like the Christmas in the cake shop window where the toys pile high upon Santa's sleigh. Yeah, I see a Christmas like the Christmas in the cake shop window where the snowman's smile never melts away and the children skate on a little mirror lake. I want a Christmas like the Christmas on a Christmas cake. The years seem to go faster. You might think I'd have enough, of all the sugar plaster and that jolly holly stuff. But each year that passes, it means a little more, 'cause every Christmas day is made of all the ones before. Yeah, every Christmas day is made of all the ones before.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channelradio.co.uk.
So we're in the Christmas mood.
Yeah, we've been avoiding the C word for weeks.
No,
and now
I
it's
love
here.
Christmas. I'm going to say it millions of times.
And there's a beautiful video that goes along with that song.
I can't wait.
So check out, if you want the website, it's marknevin.com, I think.
Nevin,
yes. marknevin.com. And he's on Facebook.
Brilliant.
And on Twitter.
And we can put that on our Facebook page as well.
We
so
can
if you
indeed.
Haven't got that down. But hopefully you've got your pen and paper, because we have in the studio on Who Cares Wins Radio a first. We're doing it live on air with Martin Fever, the Mind-Body Connection. We're going to do a little activity, aren't we, Martin? Do tell us.
Yep. This is called What I Want for Christmas. Now, before you turn off, because you're not into Christmas, all right, I'm going to stop you there, and you reach for the dial and find something else. This is not just about Christmas. You can use this technique in any area of your life. You can use it in your career, relationships, health, finances. The principles remain the same. And underlying this, Angela, is actually the fact that most of us focus on what we don't want. Mm. You know, time and time, clients come to me and they'll say, they might be talking about a new job. And I'll say, well, what do you want in your new job? And they'll go, well, I don't want to travel so far, and I don't want to be working 5 days a week. And I don't. And I go, actually, what do you want? And so this is really, we're based it on Christmas because we're getting near.
Yes, all right.
But as I say, you can do it for if you don't celebrate Christmas for whatever reason. You can still do this exercise.
Because you could have some of our listeners, you might be out there in that decision point at the moment.
Exactly.
About career or
exactly.
relationship. So it works.
Yeah. So what I want people to first of all do is think back to last Christmas. All right. So that's last Christmas, and everyone going, oh, that's last year actually as well.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. And basically,
in a far distant land.
Five things. Now, let's have a bit of paper, and on one side, on the if you draw a line down the middle, and then on the left-hand side, just write down. And don't worry about. I always say to clients, don't worry about spelling or grammar or anything else.
You could be here all day.
Okay. You know, successes in Christmas is fine. I don't mind, honestly. But the reality.
So I can draw smiley pictures.
You can do whatever you like. Yeah, fabulous, fabulous. Good. Okay, and on the left hand side of the paper, write down, thinking about last Christmas, five things you would not want to happen again this year. So it could be you don't want to burn the turkey. It could be that you don't want that last minute arrival at your door that you had last time. It could be that you actually don't want to use your credit card this year. It could be that you don't want to go to the in-laws. It could, whatever you really didn't like about last Christmas. So five things. If you can't think of five, think of three. And if you can think of eight, even better.
So I'm scribbling away.
That's fantastic. So it's literally five things from last Christmas you would not want to happen again this Christmas. Now, if you're not doing this for Christmas, it would be five things about your career that you don't want to have in a new career. If you're actually talking about your relationships, it could be five things that you don't want. If you're looking for a relationship, five things that you don't want to happen in your next relationship because of your previous experiences. So anything at all that you don't want. Because remember, that's where we focus most of the time. And so this is where I've got to fill some airtime because these two ladies in front of me writing frantically and I'm going, I don't know what to say. Okay, hands are up.
Jan. Not to look at my competitive streak. Okay, Jan. How many have you got?
Well, I've got six, but I must say I've massaged the last two because I like Christmas.
Six? And I've only got to my third.
Well, there's not much about Christmas
I don't
like.
No. So I'm there, I'm finished.
Come on, ladies. Do you want to share two of those? Okay. Just two.
Jan, go on.
Time spent searching for presents without knowing what people want.
I've got that. So can we share one?
You can share one. All right, I'll be kind. All right. And another, come on. You go first, Angela.
I've got to not lose the moment. I get caught up because I'm quite excitable, as you know. And I can often get too excited and caught up in all the wonderfulness of it. And I like to have a moment to reflect on the true, for me personally, the true spirit of Christmas.
Right. Okay.
I don't want to lose that.
Okay.
And often I find it's gone. I'm like, oh.
Understandable, actually. With everything that goes on, yeah. I know exactly what you mean there. Yeah. And Jan, yourself, okay. What about?
Well, I'm afraid I'm sad. I love rapping. But in our household, there are always arguments over wrapping.
Really?
Where's the sellotape? Where are the scissors? Ah. My military campaign goes out the window.
Oh, dear.
Now he's worried. All right,
I've touched nerves. I can feel it. All right. Okay. Well, this is the great thing. Looking at those examples you've already got on your piece of paper, on the opposite side of the line, so on the right-hand side of the paper, write down what you actually... I've got a pen. You want a pen?
I want a different colour.
Is that a different colour? Don't know.
Okay. That's sad.
No highlighters. Okay, so what we've got now is on the right-hand side, write down the exact opposite. So if we use the example of the fights over the wrapping... Mm-hmm. So this time, peaceful rapping could be your way of saying it, if you like. And then actually, the frantic searching for presents for people that I don't want, you could make that loving buying presents, knowing that I've got the perfect gift for everyone. Something along those lines. So it's actually the exact opposite. What you don't want, write down what you do want. So we're thinking about, rather like the record, about that perfect Christmas you would imagine happening. Based on what happened last time. So if you imagine he was talking about the Christmas cake, this is exactly the way we're looking at it. Looking at the cake, if you like, through the window, what would you actually like your Christmas to be like?
So it's the aim, not the how.
It's not the how, right. It's the aim.
It's the end.
Yeah, it's the end result. So when you look back this time next year, you'll be going, yeah, you know what? I really found wrapping presents a joy. I don't know what planet you're on, Jan.
You don't know me well enough.
Does that make sense? So ladies, what have you written for those
you
two
examples?
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
It's a nice pen. I like that. Okay. Sorry.
Am Who's
I going first?
First?
Am I going first? I've got, for the one about reflecting with the moment of Christmas, is I've put, you can tell me if this is right, to actually create an appointment in my diary. So it's actually an event.
Wow.
So it's actually booked.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to reflect.
Angela, can I just say it is right because there's no right or wrong. You know that, and I know that. All right. What I know what you're saying there. Actually, you're along the right line, sort of thing.
Goody.
And what I love is in the work that I do is everybody is always right because you know what it's like to be you. I don't know, and I would never be presumptuous enough.
I'm not sure about that, Martin, but that's probably another show completely.
Yeah. Okay. We'll bring the couch in for that one.
Jan.
Well, I had planned the wrapping rather than that last minute. I'm ready, you're not. let's do it now, and we're not organised.
So yeah, I love it. I love it. And this, I have to say, ladies, every time I work with people, I'm amazed by their solutions that people come up with. And they're not things I would ever think about because I'm not you. And I think it's amazing that you've come up with your own way of saying these things, because that's what's important in all of this.
I'd love if there's any listeners that could tweet us if they've got them there, or maybe when they do the listen back facility, they could let us know on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook or email.
Examples. If you're willing to share them, if you want to keep them secret and it's just yours, that's fine. But
well, if you
want to
didn't
share
do Christmas but you did something else and you've got a tip
to share, because they're tips then, aren't they?
And have we got time to do the first one you both mentioned, the one you shared? What did you come up with for that one? Did you come up
about the shopping?
Yes,
I've put. I've flipped it into. Love, enjoy the moment and love the shopping experience.
Yes.
And choose something I'd like them to have rather than think they need.
Wow. That, isn't that what a gift's about as well? I love
hate
that.
Hate you. This is like being in class. And the answer before you is always much better.
Oh no.
Jan, not that you're competitive at all.
Not at all. No. I'm not playing anymore.
Yours is just as good. Come on.
No.
Go on. Jan.
Again, it was planning. I was just so sad. Just plan everything.
It's not sad.
Yeah.
Well, I think planning is about intention. And I think that's important. I think that's exactly what we've been talking about, really. It's about this moment thing where you tend to just be hurtling along in life without a plan.
Yeah.
And what this exercise does is actually identify where you can, if you like, introduce something that will actually enable the result you want to happen.
And I think as you say, it's that it just completely shifts it into focusing on what you do want, or it's just that reminder of why I'm doing that shopping and yes, it's there, and in some senses you think, oh, this is easy, but of course it's easy sitting here when it's nice and quiet, relaxed, to do this rather than wait till you're all in that frantic rush.
And I think there's another thing here I'd say to every listener is you don't need to write this down. You need to remember that when you're going out in the car to the local shopping center, to the local shops, that you actually say this out to yourself. If you actually say it out loud to yourself, if you think it, then it will actually happen as well. And so for example, if you're rushing off to the shops this afternoon and you're going, I don't know what to buy anyone, I don't know, it's there's only so many days left. If you've got that attitude, your whole day is going to be panicked, your whole experience. So it's actually going, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I'm going to love my Christmas shopping this year. And I know people out there are going, no, I never love it. I know that. You know what? If you don't try it, you'll never find out.
You'll never know. And hey, should we start something where we can say, go out and hug your local shopper? No?
Okay. No.
I think you could be arrested for that.
But definitely support your local shops as well.
Yes,
which is
definitely
one of the key things, because I think that also you get a community spirit there as well. So there's you can infect your positivity, your smile with the local community. And you might find that actually there's other people you start connecting with and helping, and it just builds.
Totally,
more and more and more,
totally.
And you're like, wow, this is you know, brilliant stuff. Can anyone stop the clock, please? It's whizzing by. And there's so much that I want to allow our listener to know about you, Martin, just from our brief conversations. And do have a look at his website, which we'll come back to in a moment, listener. But just for the you're doing some events and things as well, aren't you, coming up?
Yes, yeah.
Lots of activities.
There's lots of things going on. I mean, I always run a vision board workshop. There's details on my website. I'm running one for men and one for women. I've got the men's one up there at the moment. I like to separate them off because of my own client groups more than anything else.
Sure.
Both nodding knowingly at each other.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Jan.
What's a vision board?
Okay. A vision board is, if you like, a piece of paper, a piece of card. It can be, I actually use on a cork board, and it's a representation of what you'd like to have happen in the next year.
Right.
So over the 12 months. And it's a very intuitive experience. It's not one where you need to think too much about it. And it's by subtly, by putting on images and words and photos, you actually gently shift your life to match those words and photos. It's almost at a subconscious level. It's something that keeps coming and coming and coming as the year goes on. And I've literally, every 3 months after the vision board in January, I contact every client that's been on the vision board and say what's happened, and sometimes nothing. And then at the end of the year, when we all get together, they're quite surprised by what has actually happened. And again, it's what we're talking about, Jan, about these intentions,
right,
about putting sorting them out there, because so often we're quite muddle-headed. I call it the washing machine head. We've got ideas, but we never put them down. And this is time to focus.
Oh, spin cycle.
Yeah. And this is time to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
And actually give valuable time to deciding what you want again. So that's, I've got.
Have you never done one, Jen?
No.
Oh, we'll have to do one. I've loads in my office.
Okay.
I do. Actually, I have a workshop on that. I have a workshop on that.
Yeah, he's the workshop. I can go to his workshop. Where and when?
Okay, well, these ones are actually, I'm running in London because of the kindness of a particular client has given me a fantastic space in London to use for them. And the one's on the 11th and the other one is on the 18th. But they'll both be...
These are
in January. These are next year. Start the year right, if you like.
Yay.
And then I'm also running a little workshop with some fitness athletes, if you like, triathletes, anyone that's involved in sports, to explain more about, if you like, my body activation is for my coaching, but sports activation therapy is for my sports people, if you like, and amateur and professional sports people come and see me for those. So I'm running a couple of workshops for those. We haven't got the date sorted out yet for that.
Okay.
And then every month in London, I know it sounds I'm in London a lot. I am absolutely based in Kent as well. I do run a monthly confidence group for men who are struggling with confidence.
Right.
And details of that are always posted on my Facebook page.
Yes.
And that's on the first Monday of every month. It's free.
Ooh.
You just come along, and it's a group of guys that get together and talk about their lives, and it's very much a discussion. It's not actually me standing up and saying you need to do this, that or the other.
Yeah.
And that in itself builds confidence. And then in June next year, I'm running a weekend retreat, a men's weekend retreat.
Oh, wow.
Which is based with a fabulous yoga teacher called Craig Norris and myself working together to really heal people that have been hurt a little bit and put them on the right path that they want to go on to for their future.
And is that a mixed group?
That's just for men on that particular one, because that's my main client group.
That's your main client group.
So however, it doesn't, as we said before, it doesn't mean I don't have female clients.
No,
it's simply that I spend that way around. And then if you want to, you can get instantly today 10 free confidence boosting tips from my website, and you'll also get my monthly newsletter.
So your website, let's let the listener know where to go.
It's the mindbodyconnection.co.uk.
So it's all together.
mindbodyconnection.co.uk.
Fantastic. Email you've got as well.
Email is martin@tmbc.co. I've made it the shortest possible. There's nothing else. There's no .coms or .co.uk. It's martin@tmbc.co.
So there's nothing missing. It is nothing. Just .co.
.co, that's it.
Okay.
And they can even call me, text me on my mobile 0775 626 788. I've got a Twitter link, which is Martin Fever.
We've been tweeting.
Yeah, F-E-A-V-E-R. And my Facebook is The Mind Body Connection.
Fantastic. Excellent. We're going to post those, as we always do with our guests, on
our
Facebook page as well. Martin, please do feel free to post on our timeline or share any of your activities, events, if you've got them through Facebook, because we can share them around.
Fantastic.
And tell people about them. And of course, we'll put all the contact details about Martin
indeed
under the wonderful photo we're going to snap of you later.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Jan, before we start heading towards our close, we've got some other events. I mean, obviously, we've got the Wellbeing Symposium.
We'll be in Detling on Wednesday. Andrew and myself, we're going to the Wellbeing Symposium 2013, 13th of November. It's 149 if you book online, but if you contact them and quote, and we're going to give you the code this week if you haven't caught up with us, WCW for Who Cares Wins 99, will get you a discounted price of £99.
I'd make him listen to the show, Jen, but you're so kind.
Wellbeing Symposium 2013, all the details will be there, and we'll be there, so come and say hello. Also, Thursday of this week, the 14th, is World Usability Day. This is about user-centered design, and the focus this year is on healthcare. So again, if you search for World Usability Day and healthcare, lots of information there.
Fantastic. We've still got time.
Thursday's also World Diabetes Day. We've mentioned diabetes
in
the past.
We have with Lisa Settle and her lovely Three Peaks challenge that she did brilliantly.
World Diabetes Day and the week. It's my favourite week of the year. It's Food Allergy and Food Intolerance Week this week. So the website there is www.allergyuk.org.
And just explain for our listeners who may not know why that's your favourite.
because I've got hundreds of them.
You haven't
it's the
got
bane
hundreds.
Of my life.
Yeah, haven't.
Finding things to eat when I'm not at home.
You do very well, actually, and you're not introducing bad. Me to some marvellous foods.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yes, you
a lot of people
my gluten-free
miss,
cookies
yeah.
earlier.
So. I do like them. Although I think you need to start making them, Jan.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yay.
It's a whole other thing.
Homemade cookies.
But you had a charity event.
We had, those of you that may follow on the Twitter, we had thefatcarrot.co.uk, those of you that follow on Twitter. And they tweeted to us, they have a charity event on the 14th of December, and it is a festive meal. So we've got the Christmas theme going on. And I'll just grab the details to tell you exactly what it is, so that I don't lie to you. Not that I would ever lie to you, listener. They have a charity event on the 14th of December in aid of Spade Work, which is a charity that sows the seeds of opportunities for adults with learning difficulties. So all the money they're raising, by the look of it, anyway that I can see, is obviously going to that charity, spadework.net.
Excellent.
So if you want to have a look, if you go to the website thefatcarrot.co.uk, you'll see a diary, and if you have a look at the diary, scroll down, you'll see the little information about the festive menu, the festive, what do I call it? Festive meal. And then there is a little link to book.
And you
now.
Said that was Offham?
Offham, which is near
south of
Westmorling.
Didn't you
Anyone
say?
That knows Kings Hill, Westmorling, Martin now, come on.
Slightly west of Maidstone.
You should know where
Not
that is.
Isle of Sheppey.
Turn left at
Don't know anywhere on the mainland, honestly.
No, I'm going to have to edumacate you. So, yes, they tweeted through. So if you want to have a look through Who Cares Wins, we've retweeted it as well.
We'll try and keep mentioning that as well.
So any other events that you've got coming up, especially with the Christmas theme, if you want to let us know, if it's for charities, things in Kent or further afield. We're not
Absolutely.
Just for Kent. If we have New Zealand, Australia, wherever.
Mexico.
We're global,
folks.
We're world domination. That's what we're after. So, Martin, before we disappear, we would just like to, first of all, thank you so much for coming down to the studio on this bit of a, some people might say, a miserable day, but we don't, do we?
No, not at all.
We just say it's wet. And we would just, I just can't thank you enough for sharing some of your hints and tips, some of the exercises that we've done as well. And of course, really just teasing us, because I just want to know so much more about the nutrition side, the activity side, the triathlons. And well, you're not going home tonight, are you, Martin? Camp out in the
front
studio.
Door's locked.
So before we disappear, we always have, if we can get time, the inspirational insight. And I know that you've got some various quotes or mottos that you live by. What one would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, thank you, ladies, for inviting me today. I've had a great time with you. It's an amazing show.
Thank you.
Do a great job. I love it. I love the way you approach everything.
I've got
lots that I could use. I do live by the fact that everything is happening perfectly, because it does. And that can be tough for people. So this is the one I always say. When there are tough times in our lives, remember you don't know the end of the story yet.
Nice one.
I like it.
Yeah.
And that is about not knowing the end of the story. And I know some people say, but Angela, you do the future life progression technique and, you know, you're going into the future. But it's still not set in stone. It's still down to choice, and it's still up to what we do. So, of course, next week we've got a lovely another guest, and that is, some of you may know her, Carol Macy, and she is a wellbeing mental health coach. So we're following that theme of coaching. She's going to chat to us about how her work that she does helps people overcome barriers that are affecting their emotional well-being and helping them move forward in their lives. So there's probably some stuff you want to talk to her about, Martin.
Yeah,
there might
exactly.
be some things you could share there. As always, our show is repeated 3 o'clock on Thursday. Don't forget, if you want to listen to our lovely voices again, and of course the Listen Again facilities, and we'll post all of that on our Facebook page. But of course, before we disappear, it wouldn't be right if we didn't wish you well and play Bright Side of the Road.
Have a good week.
Have a great time. Thanks ever so much, Martin.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye, everyone.